Welcome to Corgi Confident. My name's Alyssa. I am the self-proclaimed Corgi Queen. Let's talk corgis. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Corgi Confident podcast. If you are watching this one, not just listening, Maslow has decided to join me. The last one, he did not. And he's not showing it right now, but he is wearing a bow tie. I do intend to have him wear a bow tie for every podcast episode. And so today you can't see it because he's laying down or because you're listening to us and not watching us on YouTube. He is wearing a bow tie that is like a dark blue, almost jean looking color, like that navy blue color. And it has little white flowers all over it. So he is also dressed to impress for this podcast. And he is joining me, although I do intend to have him join me for every podcast episode. I might have one of the other two join me as well, but specifically him today, because this is going to be a new episode, a new series that I'm going to call Maslow Monday. And so what is Maslow Monday? That is where I am going to update you on Maslow's training progress for the week. So keep in mind that these are pre-recorded, so this progress might be different by the time that you're listening. Hopefully it's better, but he's kind of tricky like that. So for this week's Maslow Monday, Maslow's progress in training, I'm going to focus on his dog sports. With all of these Maslow Mondays, I am going to talk about his dog sports. I'll talk about some of his obedience things that he's done too, but specifically this week he made some decent progress with his dog sports. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we've been working on in general and how he's been doing. So the first sport we are going to talk about is agility. So agility is the sport that we've been doing the longest. He's been doing it. Actually, nope, that's not true. We've been doing agility the second longest. So he has been doing it almost 2 years now, if not already 2 years. I think the fall will be 2 years. So for this week, it was a little bit of a tough start. We had to skip last week's lesson, mostly due to car trouble. My car is doing fine though, so don't worry. So we had to skip last week's lesson. So this week he started off a little bit more spacey, which in general, that is what we've been working on with really all of his sports, but agility specifically is his focus. So he tends to get a little like, oh, look, shiny, and start to want to do other things. In agility, he also has the tendency to just do whatever he wants. And what I mean by that is if I ask him to do a jump, he's like, that tunnel over there looks really cool. I want to take that tunnel instead. So that's been some of his training challenges for agility. So like I mentioned, I had to skip last week. So this week, his first lesson started off a little spacey. He is... Oh, do you hear something? It's okay. He doesn't like me talking about his faults, apparently. That's what he says. He says, don't talk bad about me, Mom. Huh. It's okay. You're still perfect. Still perfect angels. Kind of. Anyways, so... because we had to skip last week, his first turn was a little spacey, and just not really that focused. And he is one of three dogs in our class, so it really is a small class. There is a fourth dog that is going to be coming. She was not at this one. She was supposed to start this month in our class time, but she was not able to. She should be here next week, so we'll see how that goes for him. But anyways, he is one of three dogs. So he just gets short little sessions because that's what works best for him. If you ask too much of him with too much time, that's when he tends to just run off and kind of do whatever he wants. So we've been working really hard on ending on my terms, on the trainer's terms, so that he doesn't get into the habit. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that good, pets? So he doesn't get into the habit of kind of making his own decisions and ending the sessions when he wants. In the past for agility, he had learned, this is why I'm like, do you guys really want a corgi? he had learned that when he ran off and got to do whatever he wanted and just had zoomies, then the session immediately ended. So when he didn't want to do something, he was like, oh, I'm just going to go run and have zoomies because I know that's how I get my way and get this to stop. So he's a jerk. I love him to death, but he's a jerk. Are you going to leave me? Are you going to leave me or do you want to stay here? I think he's going to leave me. Don't you jump from that high. Get back here. Get back to your bed. Get back to your bed. I'll say good things now. I'll say good things now. There, if you guys are watching now, you should be able to see his bow tie. Anyways, okay. Back to the subject. He can be very distracting. I'm going to say good things now, though. Don't you worry, okay? Okay. if you guys can't see, he's standing on my shoulder right now. Oh, you're a dork. Yeah, you are. All right, he's going to go off and do whatever he wants now. Anyways, so he started off spacey, but I was able to get his focus back, which is huge progress for him. In the past, it was not always the case. It was hard to get his focus back on me after he started being spacey, so he's been doing a lot better with that. We've also been working a lot on his shadow handling. So if you guys don't know what that is, basically him walking next to me without a leash on. So his off-leash skills, really. Because in agility, that's needed. So we've been working on that, him staying next to me without me having to hang on to a leash or anything. And he's been doing really, really well with that. That day, just to start off, since he was spacey in the beginning, I just had him do really simple jumps. Just something to get his brain working a little bit. I find with dogs that kind of have trouble focusing, just do something easy for them so that they can get a reward, they can get their brain working. And it's not like you're asking too much of them. So something easy that gives them success. You know, because we all like to be successful with what we do, and it's the same thing with dogs. So we just did a jump, quick jump, and specifically that turn, he did start taking some tunnels on his own. He loves the tunnel. Loves, loves, loves the tunnel. So he did start taking some tunnels on his own. And so it was a lot of working him through that. Because he has no issue with commitment to obstacles. He has more of the issue with being told to take an obstacle and collecting him after he has taken an obstacle. So by that short session, he was just doing jumps back and forth, back and forth. And when he was successful a couple times, then I put him away for a break. Put him away when he was successful. For his next turn after that, once the other two dogs have gone, then he gets another turn. And for his next turn, we did a curved tunnel to a jump to another curved tunnel, and then another jump. Now, we didn't start off exactly that way. We started off with just the tunnel reward, and then jump tunnel, or tunnel jump reward, and then tunnel jump tunnel reward, and then tunnel jump, and then big reward, and he was put away after that. And so what we were really working on with that one, the way the tunnel was shaped, was kind of like a U. And so what we were working on with him is listening to me and listening to what entrance of the tunnel he is supposed to go in. So it was also handling practice for me because I had to make sure to send him correctly and that my body language was sending him to the correct direction, either going in through the right of the tunnel or going in through the left of the tunnel. And he was really successful with that. We kept that one especially short and sweet, and we put him away after he did all four of those obstacles. I said, nope, done, calling it. He was having a lot of fun. He was focused on me. And so I wanted to end it right there. For his third and final one, I wanted to keep it kind of easy for him. And so we just practiced our weaves. He still has the wires on the outside. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, for agility poles, agility weave poles, they have the poles. And then they will attach these guide wires on the outside so that they don't jump out of the weave. So they actually weave through it. So he's still on that part. of his training. So we just worked a little bit on that. He just went in and out, a handful of times. I just wanted to keep it something new for him. He really likes trying new things. So, and he really likes variety. So for agility, I try to switch it up a little bit every week. So it's not like he's doing the same things over and over again, because that does help with his focus and attention. He just likes a little variety, but don't we all? So overall, I'd say in agility, he did, it was about like 4 out of 10 performance. You know, he started off a little spacey, but he got it together really well. So it wasn't our best class ever, but I think he did great, and he could have done a lot worse is basically what I'm saying. So the next sport for updates is flyball. If you guys don't know what flyball is, it's almost like a dog relay race. There's a set of jumps and then a box at the end that they have to do a swimmer's turn on, catch a ball, and bring that ball all the way back over the jumps. So I do suggest looking up some flyball videos if you don't know what I'm talking about. It's a super fun sport, super interesting. I love it so much. So for flyball this week, we always start with warm-ups. And so the warm-ups are sits to downs, so puppy push-ups. We also do spins in both directions. We'll do figure eights between between my legs. And we will do bow as well, and then back up. I'm sure I'm missing one, but those are the ones that I can think of. And then other warm-ups that we'll do the wobble board. So if you guys don't know what that is, it's just a big board with like something in the center so that it's uneven, and it helps with balance. So we did the wobble board, and then we worked on pivots. And again, so what that is, there'll be bowls on the ground, just round bowls flipped upside down. They put their front paws on it and they pivot with their back feet around it. And again, that's just good for hind end awareness, a good little warm up for them. This week we didn't have this warm up, but usually there'll be cavalettis as well. And so that's just like a series, I'm trying to think of how to explain it. Like a, almost like a ladder. Like it looks like there's a ladder down and they have to walk through it. And again, it's good for body awareness for them and a good warm up. So that's what they usually start with. Again, we didn't have cavalettis that day, but usually it's there for everyone to practice with. And flyball, I also do with Lexi. So I'm doing all these things with two dogs, and it is a lot. I don't know why I did that to myself, but both dogs are doing great at it. So, and they both enjoy it. So other things we did at flyball, we worked on restrained recalls. He didn't get the jumps for his turn. That's just because we were just working on his focus with flyball as well. And so restrained recalls is someone holding onto the dog, either by their hips or just hanging onto their collar, doing a collar grab. And then you run, you call their name, and usually you have a toy. You want to make sure dog is on the left. Usually you have a toy, they're running after you and they're grabbing the toy and they're playing with it and all that stuff. Depending on the day, sometimes Maslow uses treats. But so that's what restrained recalls are. That's what we did for that day. The other dogs, Lexi included, did the restrained recalls with another dog running next to them. Because in flyball, there will be two dogs running simultaneously at the same time. And so they have to be able to run with another dog next to them and focus on what they're doing. Maslow is not at that point yet. His herding instinct is pretty strong. He wants to run after the other dog running. And he just is a playful boy. He's only 3 years old. Like, he's still a baby, you know? So he's like, I just want to run and play. So we're working on his focus. But he made so much progress in flyball this week with that. Like, I am so proud of him. So, because he's not ready for a dog running next to him, I had suggested for one of the other gals to bring her dog in, because he just needs to get used to running in a room and focusing in a room with a dog. And so this dog wasn't running. This was a border collie. Her name is Arrow, and Maslow loves Arrow. So Arrow was just sitting on the other side, and I had Maslow run maybe like, I'm bad at measurement, so this is probably off, maybe like 15 or 20 feet, definitely not the full length that he usually runs. And I just had treats for him. I didn't even try to use a toy. And so the dog was just sitting there on the other side, and Maslow just ran straight to me. And again, he loves Arrow. Like, Arrow is his, like, favorite dog ever. And he ran straight to me. He didn't even care. So that was his first turn. His second turn with that restrained recall, excuse me, his second turn with that restrained recall, he ran to me, and he had Arrow walking back and forth a little bit. Again, she wasn't running. She was just kind of walking back and forth. That's all. Sorry, water break. And he also did good with that. He didn't even, I think he might have like looked over, acknowledged her existence, and then focused and was like, oh, mom's asking me to do something. And he did that twice. And then we were like, that was successful. That was amazing. That's fantastic. Put him away. Again, short and sweet is what works for him. Otherwise, he gets bored. He's awful. I love him, but he's awful. That's going to be the theme of these Maslow Mondays. I love him, but he's awful. Oh, God. He's a challenge. I love him, but he's a challenge. Anyways, so after that, then we started working on box work. So by box work, I mean doing those box turns, doing those swimmer's turns off of a regulation fly ball box. We're still on the practice part, so he is not quite on the box yet. He is still on a board that is leaned up against the box. Yep, I found a corgi hair in my mouth. Yep, that's corgi ownership right there. Anyways, he is still using a board that is leaned up against the box, and he is almost at the correct box, like regulation box angle. Almost there. He's not quite, he's like maybe like 5 degrees off. But he is doing great with that. Absolutely amazing with that. I do have a couple videos on our social media pages of him doing some box turns. So you guys, I would check it out because he's actually pretty fun to watch. You know, I think it's fun how athletic corgis are because no one really thinks of them as being athletic. But anyways, he is doing amazing with his box work. Absolutely amazing. And so that was our update for fly ball. Now here comes the fun story. And by fun, I mean I can laugh about it now, but it irritated me a lot in the beginning. Oh, owning smart dogs are just so rewarding, isn't it? If you can't tell, that was dripping in sarcasm. So the third sport to update you in, yes, that was a deep sigh. Oh, God. The third sport is barn hunt. So this is the sport we've been doing the longest. We started barn hunt shortly before we started agility. Which, by the way, we've been doing fly ball starting this year, I want to say, maybe a little bit before. But we haven't been doing it a year yet. Anyways, barn hunt, we've been doing at least 2 years, if not maybe a hair longer. Which is crazy, it doesn't seem like that. Maybe my timing's up. Anyway, whatever. We've been doing barn hunt for a very long time. And one thing I noticed with Maslow and his training is he needs consistency. So we weren't really able to get consistent training lessons with him through April, March and April, really into February, actually, for a couple months. They were just kind of spotty. So I finally signed him up for regular classes. So regular once a week classes. Before we were doing private lessons and just kind of getting in when we can, but there was limited availability. So now we are in classes. We're going to stick to classes for a while and see how this goes. But to update you on barn hunt, We had our first trial a couple weekends ago. And he's just working the novice level, right? And I think this is the most frustrating sport for me right now because back in February, he was finding like four rats during practice, no problem, alerting to each one, working so hard, like doing everything. Oh, he was beautiful. I was getting ready to enter him in novice and open runs. I was like, man, this boy has this sport down. And then a couple months later, I was like, no, he doesn't. Oh, smart dogs keep you on your toes. So we had our first trial a couple weeks ago, and it was my first dog trial at all. It's my very first dog trial. This very first barn hunt trial, very first dog trial for Maslow and Lexi, both of them trialed that day. And Lexi did pretty good, but her signal for the rat is very subtle. So she'll just kind of look at it and then she'll go to the gate like, I found it, let's go. Or she'll look at it, and if we're lucky, the rat makes noise and she kind of tilts her head, and then I'm like, oh, okay, rat. But she just kind of stares at it. She doesn't paw at it. She doesn't bark at it. She just stares at it. So it's really subtle. Luckily, she's got a little bit better tell because she'll look at it and then she'll run to the gate like, I found it. Let's go. So the first time I went in with her, she had done that. She had looked at it, went to the gate, and then I was nervous. So I asked her to come back and she looked at it and went to the gate. But again, I was nervous. I should have called Rat and I didn't. Was my first trial. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's happening. So I didn't call it for that one. So she didn't get a cue for that one. She didn't get a qualifying score for that one. So I was like, well, that was my fault. I don't feel that bad. And then I had to go run and grab Maslow real fast. And so I quickly grabbed him. He peed like, God, like five times, right? Before I brought him into the blind. If you don't know what the blind is, it's this like tent that's covered by three sides. You just sit in there with four other dogs and owners, and that's just so you can't see where they're hiding the rat, so you can't cheat. And you're not allowed to have your phone in there. It's just you and your dog. You're not even allowed to have smartwatches. Like, it's just you and your dog. So I grab Maslow. We're sitting in the blind. I'm feeling better, right? Because I personally had already gone in the ring and I got those jitters out, right? So I'm feeling better. I go in, I go to the start box, I take his leash off, they're not allowed to wear collars, so I had him on a slip lead. So I take his slip lead off. I'm holding onto his hips, I'm getting him amped up. I'm like, yeah, you gonna get it? You gonna get those rats? Yeah, you can get it. And he's barking, he's like, yeah. And then the judge says, you can release when ready. And I'm like, okay. So I let go and I said, break. And he walks two steps and he pees in the ring. And so we are automatically disqualified. Automatically disqualified. I spent $20 on that run to be in there for not even 20 seconds. Yeah, so that has been his fun habit. And so that's when I signed up for classes monthly because of that little turd. And so then the first class I figured out. She hides two rats for him. Oh, what a break. She hides two rats for him. And so at this first practice, this first Monday in May, he finds the first rat and we're like, yay, good boy, you found it. And he runs to the gate and he's like, I'm done now. And we're like, no, you gotta keep going. There's another rat here. And he's like, no, but I'm done now. And I'm like, no, you gotta keep going. And this little turd goes over, finds a bale, lifts his leg, and starts peeing. And so he knows he immediately gets to leave after that. So he has this fun habit now of lifting his leg in the ring when he wants things to end. He has figured out how to end his practice when he doesn't feel like working. And he usually tries to find something like that with all the sports. With Barn Hunt, he found it. It took him long enough, but with Barn Hunt, he found it. This little turd face. Oh, he's such a challenge. Again, I love him, but he's a challenge. So then this past Tuesday, this was our second training class for Barn Hunt of this month. Second? Yeah, second. And so he was just getting quick sessions. I had a kennel. So he would go in between dogs. The rat would be literally right in front of him. Release, get the rat, run to a reward. Release, get the rat, run to a reward. And by the end of it, he was like his very last turn. He was running around. He did not want to leave. He's like, no, I want to find more rats because I want more bacon. You know, I want more treats. So by the end of it, he was having a lot more fun. So I think that's going to be our way to go with him. Again, if you haven't noticed from his other two sports, short and sweet, that's what works for him best, for sure. But there was no peeing in the ring that night, so I'm calling that a success. Again, it's just been kind of frustrating because in February, he was doing beautifully. He was finding like four rats in the ring and signaling, never even thought of lifting his leg. And now he's like, I don't want to do it, and I know how to get out of it. It's a little jerk. I love him, but he's a jerk. I told you that's going to be the theme. All right, and a little bit of an update on our tricks. I do consider tricks as a dog sport as well, by the way, but doesn't matter. This is Maslow Monday. This is Maslow's updating time, right? This is my time to brag about my boy. And so tricks. This one's going to be a quick one. We finally got his sit pretty trick. I don't want to say sit pretty down because that sounds weird, but he's got that one. He knows sit pretty now. That one took us a while. It's a pretty big core strength exercise for them, so it can be difficult for them. And I feel like he's finally got it. We've been working on it for like a year off and on. I haven't been consistent with it. I did make a tutorial video. It is posted on our TikTok, Instagram, and our YouTube. So you are welcome to take a look at that and you can see how I taught him to sit pretty. Other things that we have been working on lately are his object retrieves. I've been having a lot of fun just grabbing random objects and having him bring it to me. I don't know why. So I'll have him bring like just the most random things and just fetch them to hand. I love teaching him useful tricks like that because it's fun for me and it's fun for him. So that's what we've been working on with object retrieves. Obedience-wise, when we're out on walks, he is not as interested in other dogs that we meet walking by. He used to be very focused on other dogs and just want to play with them all the time. So he's been doing a lot better with focusing on me during his walks. And I think that's all my updates for my Maslow Monday episode. Yeah, I think that's all I got right now. But feel free to follow our social media pages. I do post updates on him quite often. I will use this series, this Maslow Monday series, to do more in-depth updates, though. But follow our social media pages. The links will be in the description. And yeah, that's all I have for you until next week, and I can talk more about how annoyingly smart Maslow is.
'Corgi Confident' is for educational purposes only. Please contact a vet, trainer, groomer, or other pet professional in your area for help. Want more corgi content? Make sure to follow Maslow the Trick Corgi on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And if you have a question, you can email us at corgiconfidentpodcast@gmail.com. This is the Corgi Queen, signing off.